Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live and the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about this weird thing that happens. You ever have that happen where your blood runs cold? It's almost like ice water running through your veins. What is that? And what causes that? Well, we're going to look into it, right? And also we're going to be talking about having a small slice of freedom. Oh, yeah, we all want one of that. Make mine a double size. And we may get time for antibiotic vaccine news if we get time in the hour, so we'll see how it goes. And we have a quack report. A quack report's coming up, but big salute and Semper Fi first to our righteous men and women in uniform. And let's lift them up in prayer and pray for all of America. I pray for righteous leadership. I'm praying for truth and justice. I'm praying for strong men of God to, take back this nation and put it on course, because we're not on a good course, and most people understand that. So I'm seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, and I hope you'll mind the time for it grows short, And you'll never, ever, ever regret spending time in prayer. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quack report? Apparently, to a new study. Let's see, where was this study published? I'll get to that in a minute down in the report, I think. But it was a study about data overload. It's stressing us all out. Apparently, one of the biggest irritants to modern life, they're saying, in this new study, is that all the information at our fingertips is stressing us out. The battle of the inbox, they say, decreases productivity in the workplace, and it raises a lot of concerns over, you know, how that impacts our health when we can't seem to switch off. So the digital culture, they say, affects our sleep and our relationships, according to 44% of the people that answered the survey. And 36% in this study said that the most common effect included becoming restless or anxious and unable to relax. So Dr. Demetrios Tyvirikos, he's a consumer and business psychologist at UCLA, he says paying attention to a vast amount of data requires multitasking. He says this is rapidly switching attention from one source to another, which has been found to increase levels of stress hormone cortisol. He says the brain's pathway to seek out more and more information eventually results in a state of restlessness. He also says the solution is less text and more pictures. He said research has proven that the visuality presenting information in pictures instead of text is less demand on the brain. So the brains don't work as hard, he said, when they process a picture. So, you know what? This is probably why you got a lot of icons and hieroglyphics now on computer databases, modules, and so forth. Probably that may, in the near future, encompass modern society's way of communicating, getting rid of the written text. What do you think of that? Going back to, like, the Egyptians, pictures, hieroglyphics. All right. Last but not least, statin drug alert. Yeah, statin drugs, they say, prescribed to over 100 million people around the globe, is a scientist at Tulane University in New Orleans found that the statin drugs generate tens of billions of dollars a year for pharmaceutical companies, but tend to deactivate the stem cells in our bodies responsible for cellular repair. So UK Express reported that side effects from statins are memory loss, muscle pain, diabetes, cataracts, liver dysfunction, fatigue, and memory loss. So according to the report, statins make regular users become older faster, leaving them more vulnerable to mental and physical decline issues. Professor Reza Zapenda, a stem cell biologist and author of the research that was published in the American Journal of Physiology, she says the study shows statin drugs speed up the aging process.
Ooh.
Ooh. You want some help with that? Hey, Apothecary Herbs has heart formulas. Check them out. Strengthen, don't weaken the body. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're gonna have fun with this segment because, you know, you ever have it when your blood feels like it's cold? Kind of freaks you out, doesn't it? You know, some of you may have experienced that feeling that your blood feels cold running through your body, your veins. It is a strange sensation, often causing one to feel anxious. However, in a majority of the cases, the sensation does not last very long, and it's often gone in less than a minute. So when this happens, there is this, you know, cause for alarm. People, you know, go, ugh, what is that? Is it a good or is it a bad thing when this happens? Or is there some sort of strange health condition we should be worried about when that happens? Well, the next time it happens to you, you should notice your situation, what may be prompting it to occur. So we're going to take a look at what this is and what it may mean to lots of people. So what does science say it is? According to science, the human body freezes between 23 and 28 degrees Fahrenheit. However, in this instance, we're not talking about hypothermia or the blood literally freezing. Science states if you experience the sensation that your blood feels cold, it could be a proactive mechanism. So when we are frightened, or if we're in a life or death situation, the body releases a lot of hormones into the blood, epinephrine, adrenaline, cortisol. So when these hormones meet, there's a chemical reaction that takes place, sending a message throughout the body to react quickly. So this message has the metabolism shift gears, and digestion will stop, sending more energy to the blood flow and the oxygen to go into the muscles, heart, brain, and lungs. So when this occurs, you become stronger than normal, and it's often described as the fight or flight reaction. And this makes sense, because what about cold sensation in your veins, though? What does that mean? Well, according to science, when this happens, it's called a vasoconstriction of the arterioles. So what happens is this action boosts your blood pressure very quickly, and that gives you that cold sensation. So when you get those fight or flight chemical hormones in the blood, there's a restriction happening, and you get that cold feeling. So when does this usually happen? Well, usually when you're scared, but being scared can be kind of relative. Obviously, if we get scared, science says we could experience this cold blood sensation. So I had to ask if this sensation affected adrenaline junkies, you know, when they seek the adrenaline rush. Well, you could be scared riding roller coasters or skydiving or watching a scary movie. But in that situation, your brain knows you have some control. So you probably won't initiate the cold-blooded feeling. So at what level of being scared makes your blood run cold? Well, the requirement would be that your brain perceives something terrifying. The medical books describe the fearful level as, quote, dread bordering on hysteria or a sense of impending destruction, end of quote. So in other words, when you're in a dream, you know, your subconscious is in place and is kind of ruling, and your consciousness is not really there, like active and live while you're awake normally. So your brain can be fooled that your dream is real, and that's why you may wake up feeling that cold-blooded feeling because you got scared. All right, let's look at feelings of loss. Because if you've ever had a dream where someone close to you became fatally injured or lost, you may get that cold-blooded feeling. You wake up and you realize it was just an awful dream, and the chilliness begins to leave your bloodstream. So we can get those cold sensations like that when we are anxious or if we feel we're losing control of a situation. So a flood of emotions is a flood of chemicals, and different emotions bring about a different chemical reaction in the body. Now, science has tested your tears to find different chemicals in them because they are a product of different emotions, such as tears of joy, relief, pain, sadness. Now, for instance, tears of joy contain oxytocin hormone. That's not oxycotone, the drug, but it's a hormone, where the tears of sadness don't have that hormone in it. Emotional tears contain more proteins, whereas if you were cutting an onion, these are irritant tears, which have 30 times more manganese. So science has also learned that emotional tears contain more lubricants, hormones, and salt. So if you ever experience a feeling of helplessness, this produces a different set of chemicals, and the body may feel cold, but it's not a fight or flight sensation. Instead, you may experience a sensation of, you know, head pressure, but it's not a headache. Then the pressure in your head can produce an overwhelming feeling and you can't think straight. So some people may hyperventilate, and this could be described as having a severe anxiety attack. So what about this big chilly feeling? Now, situations of anxiety can cause the sensation that your blood runs cold. And when in anxiety, the body interprets the situation as stress. So when anxiousness happens, your body could break out in a cold sweat, and this is the adrenaline hormone in the blood, which heats up the body really quickly to produce the fight or flight action, but instead air cools off the skin quickly, making the person feel cold. Now, a common emotion before anxiety kicks in is fear. Fear can bring on cold chills, and often it's referred to as a cold chill up the spine. But medical science is not completely sure what causes the sensation, but a release of some adrenaline is suspected. So people with anxiety, panic attacks, or obsessive disorders tend to be more sensitive to environmental conditions like temperature. A majority of people do not notice these changes, and medical science states that it's a side effect of the condition. In other words, people with anxiety may interpret a change in cooler temperature as an indication that something is wrong. Someone with anxiety who experiences a 2-degree cooler temperature change will experience a whole body shiver, whereas a majority of people wouldn't even notice the change. Maybe if they did, they'd grab their sweater. Well, there is an anxiety test. If you're worried about whether, you know, what's your level of anxiety test, this is a free test. By the way, if you are on the newsletter list from the powerherbs.com website, you would have gotten a hot link so you could go take this anxiety test. So if you want to check what healthy levels of anxiety are, actually, if your score is below a 40, that's where you want to be. So you can take this brief anxiety test online. You go to calmclinic.com, that's calm, C-A-L-M, clinic.com/anxiety-test, and you can take the test there. It'll only take you about 5 minutes. So, but we want to keep a perspective here, because it's really easy in the current climate to worry beyond belief and create a lot of anxiety for ourselves. We can be concerned, but we shouldn't worry according to what the scriptures say. Worry is to let fear rule over your emotions, and God is not the author of fear. So there have been studies where people who pray have better health and heal faster. So science cannot explain why that is, and we are promised to have a sound mind when we draw near to God in prayer. So I recommend doing that. I also recommend one of God's herbs that he says helps to heal the nations, and one of them is for anxiety and panic attacks. It's called valerian root. It calms the nervous system down and takes tension out. And this contains natural calcium to help with serotonin and other neurotransmitters in the brain. So it's not a hormone. It's not a chemical drug. It's an herb with nutrition to help the nervous system. So if your body needs a bit more calcium for better sleep, because calcium is not just for strong bones, muscles, and your connective tissue. It also helps the neurotransmitters and serotonin in your brain so you can sleep. And valerian root does have that natural calcium. Now, if you need a bit more calcium than that, you definitely want to check out the calcium formula from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have both valerian root and plant-based calcium formulas. You can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com, or if you want, give them a call. Ask for their free product catalog. They have several solutions there for everyday problems. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So now's a really good time if you want to stock up on immune system boosting herbal formulas, because, you know, especially if you have seasonal sinusitis, you may want to check out their Echinacea Deluxe formula and skip the antibiotics altogether. They do have point reward systems and herb coupons online, so thepowerherbs.com is where you can go or call for a free product catalog and get some really fabulous, totally organic, 100% organic, cold-pressed herbal formulas that are powerful and potent and empower you. Put the hands back, the power back in your hands, and you'll save money at the same time. 866-229-3663. Okay, we got a few minutes before our bottom of the hour break, so we're going to be talking about each of us having a small slice of freedom, right? Because with every day that passes, people are becoming increasingly more aware that they are at the mercy of many things. So the definition of mercy states that it's a type of forgiveness that extends compassionate treatment. Now, on the flip side of that, it's a type of imprisonment from a powerful entity. So powers that control or revoke freedom certainly put you at their mercy. Now, the news report recently says that due to technology, we face data overload. Well, you know, we face more than that. We actually have fewer choices where choices matter. such as parental authority being replaced by state authority. So the illusion of freedom is everywhere. So an uncollected debt can revoke your right to travel in some states. And you may think having a choice about, you know, the design of your license plate vehicle is freedom, but few realize that their right to move about and travel is not a state privilege at all. The motor vehicle laws were written for commercial commerce only and not for private travel. So the legal definition of driver is one that is hired to transport goods or people in the act of commercial commerce. So a driver's license is required for a driver, but a traveler, it's not. So I have to cheer on the guy who was declared to be a, quote, driver, not a traveler, by a judge, and then he sued the state for back pay under the state statute definition for driver. However, there is really no justice in the courts, and if they abide by their laws, it's only for their convenience. So when there is a healthcare industry pushing the limits with laws that, you know, put people at the mercy of insurance companies, drugs, and vaccines, what does that tell you? Never before could you lose your job for protecting your body by declining a flu shot. Never before can you, you know, your choice of education or custody of your children be threatened by declining vaccines. So if you can, I want you all just to close your eyes and think of all this nonsense that picks away at your freedom, makes you jump through hoops, and robs you of your money and your precious time. Just close your eyes and imagine all that stuff has just melted away. It's no more. You know, just bask in that thought, right? You feel unencumbered, don't you? You feel lighter and empowered. So remember that feeling, because being empowered is something we all need to seek and we should and must have. Well, you know what the United Nations says about you being empowered? Well, the UN says they will empower you through social change. Well, social change is about making everything the same, equal, the equivalent of trying to establish a utopia, which will never happen. So more laws and restrictions really don't empower the people. There are millions of laws on the books, and the vast majority of people, including judges, are unaware of most of these laws. So Americans all over the nation are not being heard by their county commissioners, school boards, and other levels of local government. It really doesn't instill much confidence when more dead people are electronically voting than live people in a district. So when people sense that they lack influence over local, state, and federal agencies, people feel powerless to make good change. So when the people trust in the system and they vote that their tax dollars will not go to build a new football stadium, but then the mayor overrides the decision of the people, well, then people begin to feel powerless. That's bad. So what is empowerment? Well, empowerment is not tyranny, and it's not mob rule. It is self-responsibility and the determination to have accomplished it. Now, some in the psychology and sociology realms think empowerment is accomplished through government programs and through things like social education or a democracy. Government seeks to make the citizen responsible, but in reality, individuals cannot be empowered if they're obligated to the state. So this state will try to sell its perception of citizen empowerment, but you can't serve two masters. So you will have a harder time maximizing your power to achieve your own goals if the state dictates the path. So socialism pushes people into the path of collective societies and discourages individualism. Let me read you this quote by Open Society Foundation. They say, legal empowerment is about grassroots justice, about ensuring that law is not confined to books or courtrooms, but rather is available and meaningful to ordinary people. And damn straight. All right. And those who empower. So empowering people is to encourage them and remove the restrictions to opportunities. Empowerment is to have skills for self-sufficiency. And a majority of high school students, well, they graduate from public school with skill deficits. They can't even support themselves. They can't even address an envelope. So the majority of Americans lack what I call legal awareness. Legal awareness is understanding not only of how the system works, but what the laws mean. So if you don't know what your legal rights are, well, the legal people are not going to volunteer to inform you. Also, man's laws are not God's laws, which can often be in conflict with one another. So in other words, the savvy Indian who understood how the white man operated sidestepped being ambushed. Capiche? Yeah. And what about sharing? Is empowerment all about sharing? Well, the government would have you believe that it's to be true. You should share everything. You are encouraged to volunteer your most personal information. You, from social media to government census, people volunteer to tell it all. Well, if you do not know someone, that person is a stranger or an enemy, so why would you tell them everything about you? God says, don't do that. And King Hezekiah, he learned that lesson the hard way. So if you pick up your Bible and read 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 13 through 17, you'll see Hezekiah showed all of his wealth, his power, and all of his kingdom to two men from a far country called Babylon. So the prophet Isaiah told Hezekiah that God was angry with that, and that he would lose the entire kingdom to these strange men and be carried off to Babylon. So this means that God values privacy. He also has a value system of rights which differ from state privileges. So the state hopes you don't ever read your Bible because you'd learn that it has its hand and control over your church. Churches can't have two masters. So the wrong master means that you're going to be misled. Any church that teaches you that you must obey the state is misrepresenting Romans 13, because God said the rulers were supposed to be his ministers and upholding his laws, which means they were to be a terror to evil and not to good. So God's way does not advocate tyranny. Therefore, when rulers step outside God's boundaries, and the church is not to obey evildoers, see? So disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. You know what? Simple-minded individuals have difficulty grasping that. Well, God offers mankind a lot of freedom. The world does the opposite. So we can all be at the mercy of our own anger, our doctor, our lawyer, or insurance company if we want to. But I enjoy my little sliver of freedom from the drug companies and all the side effects allopathic medicine offers. So I decided to empower myself with God's herbs. So when the creator of the universe tells you he created herbs for the healing of the nations, why would you doubt that? Well, the drug companies understand that power of herbs and enough to remove certain elements from them to make prescription drugs. However, their chemistry is flawed, and this is why there are deadly side effects with prescription medications. So if you think about it, drugs are counterfeit medicines. Now, I could go on, but I think you get the picture. You have more power than you think. So it is possible, you know, that we, you know, shouldn't, we, at this time, we shouldn't shrink back from, and we should reclaim our God-given rights, reclaim your privacy, reclaim your wealth, your health, your freedoms, and pray for righteous men of valor to help restore righteous leadership and balance to this nation. So I've just remove the restrictions, and opened you the opportunities to control your health. Empowerment is to have skills for self-sufficiency. So if you would like to experience the freedom herbs can offer, call Apothecary Herbs, get a free catalog. They have herbal tools to strengthen your immune system, herbs to cleanse away toxins. Those two actions right there help protect you from illness and having to take prescriptions for life. How empowering is that? Give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're here on Herb Talk. All right, we're going to talk about a little bit more about vaccines. We've got the flu season just on our heels, so we're going to get more and more advertisement, a big push for, you know, the vaccine campaign for your flu shots, and more younger and younger kids are being mandated by state authorities to get them. So let's just look at it a little bit. We've talked about vaccines here and there, and it probably will be pretty much a running topic on most health shows, pro or con. And so we're going to just cover a little bit here. Actually, the number of vaccines, as you're well aware, the mandated ones by government have drastically increased since 2010. Initially, healthcare workers, first responders, military, nursing home employees were, you know, now under the government auspices, a big pharma as well, to be mandated vaccinated in order to be employed. According to North Carolina vaccine attorney Alan Phillips, who's been on the show before, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources pushed aggressively for 90% of all healthcare workers in the United States, if they wanted to stay employed, they had to get their flu vaccine. Now, in 2010, there were about 330 vaccines on the market, and some were in development. States were at that point changing their policies regarding vaccine requirements and also administrative authority to approve what vaccines were administered. Now, currently, the Texas Senate, Bill 63, has removed a stumbling block of needing parental permission to vaccinate newborns, toddlers, and school-age children. So, you know, there's that, you know, parental authority being replaced by the state. Money is actually attached to the shots children get. So that means that hospital authorities, nursing homes, schools, and state governments, which don't reach their 90% vaccination saturation point, will have their federal funds reduced. So, you know, you talk about, you know, holding funding hostage if you don't get vaccinated. So our Constitution and our God-given rights being shredded, your immune system being shredded, with and being corrupted by all these vaccines. If you missed the previous shows on vaccines and how that that affects your immune system, we did a show on the language of virologists, and virologists understand all too well what vaccines are doing to your immune system, and you might want to hit the archives on that one. All right, so where did the term vaccine originate? Well, Edward Jenner's influence with the cowpox in 1796 inspired the term vaccine. The term vaccine was adopted from the Latin vaccinus, derived from the term vacca, meaning cow. Isn't that, I don't know, there's something wrong with that. Your vaccine really stems from the word cow. All right, let's look at the hypothesis. Because the hypothesis behind your vaccines is that a vaccine resembles disease by containing a disease-causing microorganism. And we're told, and we should believe, according to science, that the organism is weak, dead, non-active. It's a non-active form of disease. But it's enough of a disease to artificially alter and influence a microbiotic protein toxin. And this toxin stimulates your natural immune system to recognize the toxin as a disease agent, and therefore the immune system will make antibodies to destroy that in any future infection. Well, you know, that's assuming the immune system's stupid, right? Or that you can fool the immune system. So the other hypothesis is that when they add the adjuvants, like squalene, aluminum, and phosphates to the vaccines to promote an hyperimmune system response, and when they give larger doses of these additives in the vaccines to older patients, ages 50 to 75, they assume that the older people have weaker immune systems and need that extra hit. So if vaccines work as we're told they do, they would actually have booster shots. That wouldn't be necessary. Think about it. So why does medicine call patients that don't generate antibodies to the vaccinated diseases in the vaccine's non-responders. Wow. Wow. Well, let's look at medicine's disclaimer. Medicine has a list of reasons why vaccines will not supposedly improve immunity, and they are careful to avoid admitting vaccines don't protect you. So here's the reasons why someone would not benefit from a vaccine. The disease that was used is at fault because some diseases are better than others. Or possibly the vaccine strain, so different strains of a disease can make or break the success of a vaccine. So it's the vaccine, it's the strain's fault. The disease or the strain, it's all their fault. Also, if patients kept to the vaccination timetable, they would have better results, according to science. Also, they say some patients just don't respond well to vaccines known as non-responders. In other words, it's the patient's fault. And other reasons, the patient's ethnicity, age, and gene pool could be the reason the vaccine's not working. And, well, the truth about vaccines is been suppressed, according to microbiologist Howard Jovaritz. He says the government will not fund science that makes it look culpable. He's a microbiologist at Boston and a PhD, and he has been in research and has written articles for the Boston Globe. Well, let's look at the booster shots and these non-responders. Hasn't anyone stopped to consider why booster shots are needed and why we're told that some patients don't develop any antibody protection from a vaccine disease? Well, Harold Buttram, he attempted to answer these questions in 2011, and he had a report called Basics of the Human Immune System Prior to Introduction of Vaccines, Are Vaccines Turning Our Children's Immune System Inside Out? So he says when you inject a disease into the bloodstream, you bypass the natural immune system checkpoints. These checkpoints help the immune system to identify a disease, the level of threat, and to manufacture an antibody. So if the defense, if the disease turns up unexpectedly, let's say in the blood system, the immune system thinks that pathogen is supposed to be there, and so it doesn't make an antibody. So when a blood is analyzed, there are no antibodies to the disease, and this is why they give booster shots. So insane. This is also the reason why you have non-responders. So the vaccine works opposite of what we are being told that it does. It doesn't work with your immune system, but it works against it. Let me read you this quote by Guylain Lansott, MD, says, vaccines are used to test biological weapons. I found that vaccines are used to spread diseases, and they are used for targeted genocides. Wow, that's heavy. Also, Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's been on the show, she's also said vaccines are weapons of mass destruction, and the U.S. government and military classify them as biological weapons, end of quote. Oof. Well, you have to ask yourself, you know, why all this, you know, opposite information? You know, what's the truth out there, right? Well, I, for one, have seen people damaged by vaccines in quite a short time, in a matter of hours. So I personally don't trust them, but that's just me. I'm not advocating getting them. I'm just saying doing your homework. Now, vaccine attorney Alan Phillips also mentioned that healthcare workers have reported to him that hospitals are being bought out all over the country. And this is not a coincidence, especially with healthcare dictatorships being taken over, as you know, Affordable Care Act. So I don't believe in coincidences, by the way. So I've actually talked to healthcare workers over the years, and they've also noticed an increase in their objections to new and oppressive management policy. So, well, you know, tyrants often try to convince you that their policy is necessary for your best interest. You know, it's for your own good. You know, we're trying to help you here. Suppression is good. Just take it. Well, as vaccine exemptions dissolve away and, you know, more legislative policy makes that go away, then you're going to see more and more policy, you must be vaccinated in order to work. You know, it's going to become pretty commonplace. The general population pretty much is the next target, adult vaccination schedule, as you've heard. So if the medical propaganda does not convince you, what could the government and Big Pharma use to blackmail you into becoming vaccinated with biological weapons? Well, you have to prove you were vaccinated before maybe you get food stamps. Or be able to, you'd have to list it on your taxes along with your health insurance or get fined. Doctors and nurses don't want to be vaccinated, and you want to ask me why? Hey, they call me each fall. You know, is there anything I can do to reverse the vaccine? So you would think, you know, doctors and nurses be the poster child for vaccines, rolling up their sleeves, big old smile, maybe getting a sticker and a treat for doing that. But instead, they're calling people like Alan Phillips, the vaccine attorney, to help them fight and get out of it. Think about it. These people in healthcare. So the others, you know, rather than fight it and get vaccinated, they'll quit their jobs and they'll go into, you know, research or something. Or they'll just get a new career altogether. So there's lots of questions out there with the vaccine industry. Now, there are some super bugs that come along each year. We get pandemic scares now on an annual basis. The medical establishment actually say they're concerned that they don't have new antibiotics to kill strains, different species of drug-resistant bacteria. Never mind that they created the mess to begin with. But hundreds of vaccines now are also weakening the human immune system to fight off these diseases. So no antibiotics, weakened immune system, where does that leave you? Behind the eight ball. So if you think Big Pharma and government don't see that happening, they do. New pandemics, new Big Pharma vaccines for the pandemics, going to be happening pretty much on a regular basis. A new pandemic rolled out each and every year. What was last year? Was Ebola. The year before that, bird flu. So now bird flu is a standard A and B strain in your influenza vaccine, which is a genetically modified vaccine, by the way. So you out there that are so worried about your produce not having stickers that let you know it's GM, well, did anybody tell you your flu shot's GM? Well, it is. Recombinant quadrivalent vaccine. Now, they are working on developing a universal vaccine, though. That'll be interesting. They're excited about their biotech companies lining up to be the first to deliver a safe universal flu vaccine. Immunologist John Schrader from the University of British Columbia, he said, regarding the universal vaccine, he said something real important. He said, it may be possible to generate broadly neutralizing antibodies if it's done correctly. Did you hear that? If it's done correctly? So who wants to volunteer to see if they did it correctly? Well, I know the doctors and nurses aren't going to volunteer. I know the military. They have to get vaccinated, right? Or they get court-martialed, is that what it is? Or, you know, dishonorable discharge or whatever. Yes, the people in the nursing homes, you know. Here, this is going to protect you from the flu, sweetie. Oh, yes, and prisoners. Prisoners are, you know, another thing. So, you know, all those people would be just fine to test a universal vaccine on, right? Because that's what they do. That's how it works. Or they'll go get homeless people, line them up. Or they'll go to another nation, like Africa, test it there. It's just despicable. So this universal vaccine has a lot of scary stuff in it. A lot of things could go wrong, including really destroying an immune system. So I encourage all of you to do your homework on any of that. And you don't have to take my word for it. I'm cool over here if you don't. I'm over here with my little slice of freedom, empowering myself and boosting my immune system so I don't need a flu vaccine. I know how to get over the flu in just 1 to 2 days if I ever get it. You know, because it'll take your entire life for your immune system to code, make antibodies for all the viruses out there, because there's like 300 of them that science knows about. That'll take your entire life. So you are going to get sick from time to time when you come in contact with a new viral strain or new species of bacteria. That's just how it is. But how sick you're going to get and how long you're going to be sick, that's another question. Well, your immune system is not stupid, and it's very sophisticated, and it requires balance, and it requires protection from science, basically. So I like to use God's herbs for the healing of the nations to boost immune system, support the immune system, feed it nutrition so that it can make more macrophages and killer T cells and eradicate infection really quickly so that you're over your infection in 1 to 2 days. So forget this, you know, languishing on the sofa, woe is me for 5 to 7 days with the flu. No, 1, maybe 2 days. If you empower your immune system, that's all. Now, one big mistake people make with the flu, other than getting the flu shot and then getting the flu, is they take, like, you know, aspirin or acetaminophen for the aches and pains and to deal with their fever. Big mistake. Okay? You want to deal with the aches and pains, get in a bath. You know, do hydrotherapy a couple times a day. That alleviates a little of the aches and pains. And then do not shut your fever off. That's your immune system mechanism destroying the virus. You lower your fever, you're going to stay sicker longer. So keep your fever wet. Drink lots of water and juices and herbal teas. Stay away from soda. Too dehydrating. Stay away from any caffeine. Okay. So and keep the fever wet. And also it helps to flush the virus out. And so you're going to be, you know, over that thing in a day or two. Now you can take some willow bark and meadow sweet to help a little bit with the achiness. It's not going to lower your immune system. And, of course, you can use some herbs like echinacea and astragalus root, things like that, too. And garlic, of course, your natural antibiotic to, you know, shorten your duration of illness. Isn't that great? Uh-huh. Herbs are here for the service of man. That's what the Bible says. I believe it. So check it out. See how powerful you can be. There's lots of immune-boosting products on the powerherbs.com website. You can look under their cold and flu section. They do have some powerful herb kits. They have a pandemic kit if you're worried about the pandemics. They have a power herb kit. They have lots of versatile herbal formulas and information to really give you a definite skill set at using herbs. Empowerment, let me tell you. So you don't have to worry so much about, you know, do I have hand sanitizer? You should worry about, do I have echinacea? Do I have garlic? Do I have, you know, a pneumonia kit? That's an herbal kit that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. Excellent, excellent. You worried about bronchitis and congestion? Oh, no. You can deal with that in a skinny minute. Sinusitis a problem in the fall? Echinacea deluxe. You can skip the antibiotics. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Hey, we got a few minutes, and I want to hit some highlights here. You've probably seen some of the latest news reports that science is saying antibiotics could make you fat, obese. Medical reports, people using antibiotics for immune system help. They say it creates a mitochondria genome. What the heck is that? Well, if you take a lot of antibiotics, these genomes, they think, are determining who is more prone to disease or not. So according to the research, antibiotic use has led to an obesity epidemic by changing your gut flora. And certain gut floras make you feel full and prevent you from overeating. So if you take too many antibiotics, I guess those floras go away and then you overeat. Apparently, research is pointing to antibiotics stripping away those friendly floras, and then you keep eating. They also have the report links antibiotics to making changes to the immune system, making you more vulnerable to chronic sinusitis, asthma, autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and Crohn's disease. Ooh. Report by Sharon Bagley. Report called The War on Drugs, Why We Really Need Germs. Hmm. All right, so, you know, recently there did a report, a survey, and the number of prescriptions that we get by age category. It was astounding. Okay, I couldn't believe it. Ages 5 to 7, the kids in the age groups 5 to 7, 2 to 3 drugs, prescription drugs. Teenagers, 18, and to adulthood, 44, 3 drugs. 45 to 64 years of age, almost 5 drugs. Age 65 to 74, 6.5 drugs. And age 75 to 84, 7 prescription medications. Now, let me just tell you. The microbiologist told me once that when you take one prescription medication, it creates 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. If you take two medications, that's 100 times 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. And after that first medication, doctors and pharmacists don't know what those chemical changes are going to be. So you talk about a huge risk taking two, not alone, 7 prescription drugs. No wonder people have on their death certificate, death by, you know, so-and-so, which was promoted by a drug. You know, heart attack, blood clots, you name it. How many young women have died from their third-generation birth control pills? Just ask any coroner. They'll tell you. Too many young women. So really, the public's a guinea pig. It really is. Consumer Healthcare Products Association said 92% of Americans think over-the-counter medicine is safe and effective. Not true. None of that stuff's tested or regulated by the FDA. As long as the people that are making it are following the monograph on how to make it, they don't care. So there you go. No regulation for your over-the-counter stuff. Did you know that? Well, if you want empowering information, sign up for the newsletter at thepowerherbs.com. It goes out free to you each and every week through email. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Herb Books and Newsletters. Sign up. It's free. And be empowered. Get a free catalog. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. I'm out of time. I'll see you next time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any drug or therapy. That's if you dare. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.